I've been thinking about the Irish character recently, and I was just telling someone the other day about a few occasions I've experienced abroad. I was in London a few years ago on my way to Israel, and I stopped to listen to an elderly busker playing his accordion at night in a shop doorway between Piccadilly Circus and Leicester Square. We got chatting a bit, and I told him where I was from, and he said he was originally from Dublin. Next thing you know, he's asked me to mind his accordion and his money while he takes a leak across the road. Talk about trust, eh? Well, a couple of days later, I was in Jerusalem at night, and I met Cyril. Cyril's also from Dublin, a young man who was selling Celtic-style jewellery in the middle of Ben Yehuda Street, which is a pedestrian area. Again, we'd been yarning for a few minutes when he also asked me to look after the jewellery while he relieved himself nearby. He handed me a wee torch and left me to answer questions about the jewellery from young Israeli couples for the next 5 minutes or so. It just shows something about the Irish character, that someone will trust you like that just because you're a fellow Irishman. Continuing my earlier thoughts about the natural bond between Irish men abroad, I was in Beijing in 1999. I just cycled 444 kilometres across Beijing province for charity and planned another week to get to know the city when I had my wallet stolen at Tiananmen Square. Now, I'll not go into the whole story of my experience with Chinese police and all, but I met another Irish guy from Newcastle here in Northern Ireland, but he lives in New York, who lent me 100 yuan to pay for my hotel that night. And another part Irishman from London loaned me another 100 yuan and handed me his mobile phone to cancel all my credit cards and to phone my wife back home to send me some money by Western Union. When I got home again and told friends I'd been in Beijing cycling, they said not to make a whole song about it. But actually, that's exactly what I did do. It's 11 verses long and it's called Ballad of Beijing. You'll find it on iTunes.